Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I am inviting you at Radio Noro today to find out more about rare diseases at the Planet of Rare Diseases. A disease or a disorder is defined as rare in Europe when it affects less than 1 in 2,000 people. One rare disease may affect only a handful of patients in the European Union and another touch as many as 245,000. A rare disease, also referred to as an orphan disease, is any disease that affects a small percentage of the population. There are more than 6,000 rare diseases. On the whole, rare diseases may affect 30 million European Union citizens. 80% of rare diseases are of genetic origin and are often chronic and life-threatening. In Romania, we have about 50 patient organizations for rare diseases, and the Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases consists of more than 40 national organizations. It works at national and international level and is member of EURODIS, Rare Diseases Europe, for 9 years. The Romanian Prader-Willi Association was established in 2003 and brings together patients with Prader-Willi syndrome and other rare diseases.
Planeta bolilor rare.
Helena Karjanin is a specialist in medical genetics. She has worked some 15 years in the Family Federation of Finland, which is a non-profit organization providing counseling, education and information in medical genetics. She has been acting professor of medical genetics in the University of Helsinki, Finland since 1991 to 1995 and professor of medical genetics at the University of Turku, Finland since 2003 till 2007. Since 2007, she has worked as a research professor at the National Institute for Health and Welfare in Helsinki, Finland. She became a board member of the European Society of Human Genetics in 2001, later also Secretary General of the Society and presently member of the Society's Executive Board. In Finland, she has been board member and president of the Finnish Society of Medical Genetics and a member of several national committees. Since 2010, she is a member of the EU-chaired committee devoted to improving the health care for rare diseases. Her research interests are rare diseases, genetic testing and counseling. She has written and edited books for medical doctors and laypeople. She is talking for Radio Noro from Vienna, where she was attending the Inn of Care conference workshop organized by the Institute for Social Innovation in Austria and EURODIS.
Hello, welcome to Radio Noro. Helena, I would like to ask you to introduce yourself and tell us something about some information about yourself and your domain of interest.
Okay, thank you. It's great to be present in Radio Noro. My name is Helena Karjanin. I come from Helsinki, Finland, where I have been working all my life as a clinical geneticist. And at present, I'm a research professor in the National Institute for Health and Welfare. And I have been doing a lot of things relating to rare diseases in Finland, of course, on the level of patients and families, diagnostics and counseling and so on. But on the national level, I have been in different advisory groups. And at present, I'm helping in organizing the rare disease services in the biggest hospital in Finland, the Helsinki University Hospital. So these are my roles in rare diseases in Finland. On European level, I have represented Finland in the board of member states for the European reference networks, as well as in the USED committee and in the SEGRD committee, which are expert committees for rare diseases. In addition, I have some roles, have had some roles in the European Society of Human Genetics and the society which unites all the geneticists all around Europe is very much involved with rare diseases because it's maybe the, I would say, the best developed part of genetics relates to rare diseases.
How do you see the present and the future for rare disease patients in Europe? From the point of view of a geneticist involved in this field?
The diagnostics have totally changed. So many of the rare diseases are genetic, the great majority of them, and genetic testing has really become very available in most European countries, and much, much more efficient. So in earlier times, we had to kind of guess from the symptoms of the patient that what could the mutation be, and then we could check if the patient had that mutation. Well, today we have available very well-developed gene panels where something like 20 or 50 or 100 genes that are related to this kind of symptoms are tested in one test. And actually the price is not higher than it used to be for one mutation just some years ago. So the prices are going down. In addition, in some centers, the whole genome or the whole exome, which means all the known genes, is tested for rare disease patients. But in most centers, I think we rely on these gene panels. So this means that more and more rare disease patients get an exact diagnosis, which of course is a key for genetic counseling. So then you understand if there is risk that another person in your family gets the same disease. But it also is a key for developing treatments and medications. So I would say that genetics has been more valuable for rare diseases than for medical care in general.
Do you think that integrated care would help rare disease patients or case management like we described in off-care project?
Well, some rare diseases are in a way very simple. So the patient has one problem, like hemophilia patients, for instance. So there I think the healthcare and social care already today are quite satisfactory or maybe even good in many countries. However, some rare disease patients have very complex diseases so that they have symptoms from different parts of their body and in addition the diseases may be progressing and every year it's a little bit different from the year before. And then the better collaboration with the healthcare and the social care and with the schools, with the workplaces, with the housing, with everything, I believe it would help the patients. The idea of case managers is excellent. I don't know if the healthcare systems in all countries... I don't know if the healthcare systems in all countries can afford it. It may be that having one professional in addition to the others sounds too expensive, even though it could very well save money at some other points. But for some healthcare systems, I think, and care systems, I think the case managing might be a real solution. And for all healthcare systems, the experience that the case managers will get to find where are the difficult parts, where are the gaps, where are the situations where patients are sort of helpless and don't know how to proceed. So this knowledge will be very, very useful even for those healthcare systems which maybe have something nearly similar already now and which for that reason will not join the case managing professional system.
Do you have anything to transmit to patients from Romania? Would you like to send a message for them?
What could it be? I think the patient organizations are really important. And of course, for the more common rare diseases, you may have very strong and nice patient organizations. But the very rare ones are sometimes very much alone. And then I think that maybe Facebook groups or other ways of meeting patients from other countries might be helpful. There, of course, is the language problem, which we share. In Finland, the patients speak Finnish. In Romania, the Romanian language is another kind of small language. But more and more patients and families do understand a little bit or even a lot English, and so collaboration over borders is maybe becoming easier. And maybe also when you know how things are done in another country, you can learn something and tell to your healthcare and your social care that there's a solution in another country. So maybe it's not only to sort of meet others, but it maybe really gives something concrete for the care.
Thank you very much for your support.
Radio Noro.
I'm Dan Alexandru Tiberiu, and I invite you again next week for the Planet of Rare Diseases.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.